Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path, boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups. Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana, along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adiret, Azelet, Usia, Lucia, Met Catalin, Bahets Kabel, Eshtami Tukadam Isbehel Lotikmi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonjour, and welcome to another session of Saturday Spirit Readings. This is the only place where you can receive them and get them free. Gratis, par de prix, as a benefit from Almighty God, blessed be His name, and Him personally. Never had one? Maybe you never even heard of it. Well, here it is. See what folks were clamoring about in the last century, and yes, even today. These readings are powerful, so be prepared. Now the spirit is ready, the cards are ready, Papa Say is ready. Now, are you ready? Well, well, well. Well, tonight you have spirit readings, which is a reading about the spirits around you and in your life. Now, the thing about these spirits is that these spirits are, well, they're kind, they love you, and things like that, but you should try to make your way to find these out any old way. Find out just who these spirits are and what they are doing. These spirits are for you. But I tell you what, let's just have a word from our sponsors, and then we'll get back to it, okay? Well, hold on.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
New moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. That's the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The new moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
And you know something I want to ask you? How would you like to win $100? Now, I ain't playing. $100 cash. That's right. Well, go to my Facebook and click on Money Giveaway or email. Just click on email makeups. But Money Giveaway are the best time for you to, the best thing for you to do. Click on Money Giveaway. Now, all you got to do is just answer it. Just answer it. Give it what it wants. And just fill it out. Now, we ask for your name, your email address, and your phone number. Now, the reason why we ask for your phone number is we need your phone number in case you win. How else are we going to get to you? So now, you just go to it. For the money giveaway, go to my Facebook, and on it you will see Money Giveaway. And click it and do exactly what it says. Now, we don't have that much time. It'll be over in a little bit. It will be over. So you just hurry up and go on and do it. If you haven't, go ahead. By all means, go ahead and do it. By all means, go ahead and do it. Now, and remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Okay, we're back here today. We're back here for the Saturday Spirit Readings. Spirit Readings. Yes, it will be. These are lovely, lovely Spirit Readings. I'm reading which you will like, I hope. You will like it and enjoy it. And we have a lot of people who want one today. So we're not going to waste any time. No. We're not going to waste any time. So now, I tell you what we'll do. 757, this is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fine. Just need a reading.
Need a reading. You got it.
Thank you.
The first card is the Three of Hearts. The second card is the Six of Hearts, and the third card is the Seven of Spades. Well, the Three of Hearts is the Sun, and I'll just go on ahead with it. But the Seven of Clubs is the clouds, and they have dark side and a bright side. Now, with that, with that, the dark side is towards you. Now, between them, you have the Six of Hearts, which is the house. Now, the house is success in all ventures. The sun is happiness and popularity. And the Seven of Spades has the dark clouds, which means that it could be, those are things that could happen to you. Okay? Now, when I put all three together, this is what I get. You will be happy. Why? Because you will be a success. You will have a successful happening, successful ventures all around you. Your life will be, or your future will be happy and prosperous. But now with all of those, there is that one with the dark clouds. And the dark clouds don't mean anything bad. All it means is that certain things will have to happen. Certain things will happen. And with the dark clouds, you will have a certain amount of temptation in this, but it will be good. It will go up and down, but you will have a certain amount of, well, not bad luck. There's a certain amount of temptation with it. Now, all you gotta do is just keep your mind settled on that. Keep your mind settled on that. Keep your mind so that you realize that you will be a success in all ways coming and going. You will be a success. And, you know, really with you being happy, that is really a happiness from that. You'll really be it. Now, that's all, but God bless you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Certain people. Well, I should think that another person is coming. Okay, area code 917. This is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hey, Papa Say. Thank you for having your show. Happy Good Friday yesterday. I said, thank you for having your show. I hope you had a happy Good Friday yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I couldn't hear you too good. Okay. What can I give you a spirit reading?
I have two questions. My son's father's in the hospital. Do you see if he's going to make it?
Yes, he will. He'll make it some way, but no, wait a minute. There is something, he's in the hospital. There's something messing with his heart. A vein or so. Well, now, I tell you something. If y'all will just pray that he'll make it for a little bit longer, he will.
Well, but, I don't think he will. They say he's not going to make it.
Uh-huh. But if y'all don't pray, he won't.
I'm not praying for him. I want to ask about another guy, Rob.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I wanted to know about my relationship with Rob.
No. Robert is... That's a good man, but he isn't the right one for you. He's a good man, but isn't the right one for you. The whole thing is that he wants to do right and be right, but he just isn't. I'm sorry, but he isn't. That's all. He just isn't the right man for you. Now, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, well. Well, she's gone. Someone else. Well, here's 111. Area code 111. Papa Say, you're on the air.
Hello, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. I was wondering if I could have a spirit reading.
You sure can. The first card is the Nine of Spades. The second card is the Three of Diamonds. And the last card is the Seven of Diamonds. Well, well, well. You have a pretty good one here. The Nine of Spades is the Roses. And they indicate long and rugged health. They indicate a beauty and rugged health. Now, the Three of Spades, which is on the other end, is the safe. And it's open toward your ascent, toward you. So, you have a lot of money coming. Now, the Seven of Diamonds symbolizes the flames. The flames on the fireplace or the hearth. And it is a good fortune. It's good fortune. It's good fortune. It neutralizes all evil. Any evil laying there, it neutralizes them. Now, you don't have any evil laying there. So all it does is grow the good. Now, when I put these three together, this is what I get. You will have the beauty and rugged health that only a good life can give. And I'll tell you something. You will have some money. You will have some money. I don't know where it's coming from, but you will have some money because you are a person that has a good fortune, a good life ahead of you. Now, with it, that money that's in the safe, looks like it'll be a lot, but you will definitely be able to use it. You will definitely be the one who can see it. Now, the only thing you have to worry about is, you know, on the roses, there are thorns. There are thorns. Now, with those thorns, you can prick yourself. You can become certain. It'll hurt you or something like that. But those thorns on the roses can be something good if you make them that. They can become something very, very good. So you have good fortune. You have money, and you don't have to worry about anything. It's good for you. So God bless you.
Quick question. Will I have anyone to spend it with?
Oh, yeah. That's really something. Yes, you will.
All right.
Yes, you
will. Thank.
This is a man he's tall. He's tall. And this man, well, he smokes cigarettes. This is a man, he's tall and he smokes cigarettes. But it'll be good. It'll be good for you while you're going through it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, well, well. So, we see the Spirit is using him. He is using you. Well, certain people have the Spirit using them automatically, and certain people don't. Now here's somebody else. 704, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Great. I was calling, can I get a spiritual reading? And I have a question. Can I get a question too after you do my spiritual reading?
You want to see what the Spirit say first?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. The first card is the Ten of Hearts. The second card is, the Extra Joker. And the last card is the King of Hearts. Well, well, well. You have a pretty good-looking one. The Ten of Hearts is the bouquet of flowers. Now, and it means a long and a happy life. Now, the Extra Joker special joker, the black is the woman joker. It is the one that shows that you will have whatever women are supposed to have. And the King of Hearts is the hand, is the hand in the hand. Now, it shows a confiding disposition or friendship that warms into love or a financial success. Now, with that, when I take these three and put them together, this is what I get. You will have happiness. You will be a happy person. Why? Because everything that you want as a woman will appear. Everything, every single solitary thing. And to top it off, what that King of Hearts, the hands join. So you will have, you know, friendship that warms into love, and, you know, and you will have a financial success. You have some financial success. Now, the hand joined in the hand is on top of all the cards. It's not a lower one. It's on top of them. So that one is definitely looking your way. It is definitely looking your way. And with the joined hands, you will have, well, you know, financial success, all of that too. Now, what's the question you had?
My question was, okay, do you have, like, okay, I'm struggling with my kid's father. It's like I'm still in love with him, but he messing around with other women. So my question is, will I find someone that want to be with me and marry me to where I don't have to keep falling back to my kid's father?
Yes. Yes, you will.
When? Like, just how long do I have to wait before I have to, because I try to be celibate, but I end up falling back with him. So I don't want to keep falling for the wrong dude. I'm going to keep falling for my father if I don't find somebody that's for me.
I know, but I'll tell you what to do. Give yourself the rest of the spring and part of the summer. Really by the summer, it should be falling through. Really by the summer, but by the end of the spring, it should be so. Now, you just let yourself, you know, just, you know, don't say anything. Just say, no, you know, don't give anything definite. But as it comes, give it to me, because this hand joining the hand is a new person. This is a new, this isn't the same man you had before. This is a new man. And he will give you the joy that you're looking for and the new life, the long life, and the happy life, happiness that you're looking for. So it's not the same man. You'll be a new one. It'll be a new one. Ever so, you know, whatever you believe, it will be a new one, a new one. And he will be, this one, well, he's going to give you your joy. You are going to have all of the things a woman wants. All of the things a woman wants. Not from this guy, from a new guy.
Okay.
It tells me that. Okay. Well, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, well, well. Here we go. A new person. Area code 313. This is Papa. Say hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am well. I went spirit reading, see who what spirits are around me helping me, and I have a question afterwards.
A question afterwards. Okay. Okay. The first card is the Deuce of Spades. The second card is the Five of Diamonds. The third card is the Nine of Clubs. Now, ooh, what do we have here? These are all good. These are all good. That Deuce of Spades is the Now, it means success in everything. It means success in everything, in all enterprises, and everything you do. You'll be successful. Now, that five of diamonds is the anchor. And now the anchor means you'll be successful in business and love. Okay? And the nine of clubs is the park, which means what? You believe it or not. It means a new love is very near. A new love is very near. Now you hold all these together. This is what I get. You will be a success. And you will be a success in business, and you'll be a success in love. But now, the success in love is showing. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Is there a man near you around your house that's interested in you? There is a man. Yes, there's a man interested in you. There is a man interested in you. There is a man interested in you. Because this love is near you. He's near you. He ain't that far away. This man is near you. But now I tell you something else. This man got some money. So you better get yourself together. Better get yourself together. Whatever you got to do, get it together. Because this man has some money, and he is interested in you. He is interested in you. Now, all the success, all the whole success you have, all in all enterprise, is working right now. It is working for you. You cannot do anything that will not be successful. You cannot do anything that will not be successful. Because all your success is in business and in love. Business and in love. Now, I'll tell you something. Well, looks like Tony gonna be out of the picture. He ain't gonna be the only man hugging his mama guy. Boy, look like you going to have one. Look like you going to be one. But now anyway, but that's good. God bless you. Is there anything else?
Yes, I wanted to know what's going on down south and with the people up here that was, doing stuff. I just wanted to know what was going on.
Up north or down south?
Both, whatever the Spirit gives you.
Well, down south, they worried about some more mess that they got into. Now, up north, that's just some crazy stuff. There's really your brother and his stuff is kind of wearing thin. He's been wearing thin, but he ain't no problem. He ain't no problem. He's getting thinner and thinner. It's worse and worse with him. But what he gonna do is he gonna try to get back with you. He gonna try to get back in with you. And you just let him go on. But you tell him that if he mess up this time, you're gonna be really in for it. But now the people down south, they ain't no worse. Ain't no worries. They have got to take care of their own stuff. They are really messed up. There's nothing you got to worry about. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Papa. God bless you.
God bless you. Right. Well, we see certain stuff is happening. It is happening. Well, suppose we take another break for just a minute, okay?
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Now, everyone, we're doing Saturday Spirit readings, and, well, hope you will. If you want one, you can get one, too. Yeah, you can get one. Call 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. And we will be happy to take you on, put you on the queue, and you'd be one of the people that come here too. Okay? All right. All right. Area code 704. Well, 6606. This is Papa Say. How are you?
Hello, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, Aunt.
Like a reading?
I'm good. I would like to have a spiritual reading, please.
You would like a reading? You got it. Okay, the first card is the Jack of Spades. The second card is the Seven of Clubs. The third card is the Ace of Spades. Now, boy, you have a good reading here. Yeah, it's good. That Jack of Clubs is the Shepherd. It's the Shepherd or the Ancestor. Now, that Seven of Clubs is the Lilies. The Lilies, and it's surrounded by, you know, even though there's clouds or something, there ain't no clouds here. But if there were, you'd have, you know, you would be, it would bust through, you know, and it would be better for you. It signifies a virtuous life, and it signifies immortality. Now, that's what the lilies show. Now, the Ace of Spades is the Cross Swords, and the Cross Swords typify guardianship. Now, when I throw all this together, this is what I get. You have a male ancestor that is leading you now. The male ancestor is leading you, and he's protecting you from all hurt and harm. Now, you have the Seven of Clubs. You have the Seven of Clubs, which is a happy life. A happy life. Holy, totally happy life. And that is because of the ancestor. Now, what does he do? This ancestor brings you up under the Cross Swords, which are a sign of protection. There is nothing happening to you. I would have to say that some certain individual, somebody was going to do something to you, trying to do something bad, but the ancestor is stopping them, and you are under a fixed visitation. You are under the cross swords, so nothing can happen. And because of that, you have a long and happy life. Now, the only thing you have to do is just think about your ancestor. Now, I don't know if this is a grandfather. Yes, it's a grandfather or an uncle. It's a grandfather. It's a grandfather and uncle. Come think of it. It's both. It's both of them. So you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Just remember your grandfather in your prayers. And in what you do, when you pray, you think about him. And you just say certain stuff. You say you hope that he will do it. He will take care of you continually, which he will. Which he will. Now, all.
I'm listening.
All right. So, with the ancestor, with both of them, the ancestor, the grandfather and the uncle, you are protected. You are protected. And it doesn't matter what a person tries to do, they won't be able to do it. Okay?
Does it show the person is that's trying to hurt me?
Say what?
Did they show who the person is that was going to try to hurt me?
It's a woman.
A woman? Okay.
Yeah, it's a woman.
Okay. And can I have one question? I'm going through an issue with my family. Like, I love my family. I carry the burden and the weight of my family. And it seems like my family is falling apart right now. And I just need to know if I need to distance myself or what do I need to do? Because I'm not happy.
You're not happy with them. Well, you have to pray for them. You have to pray for them. That's the only way. That's to just keep on praying for them. Keep on praying for them. And I'm going to tell you something. The numbers for you are 7, 1, and 2. 7, 1, and 2.
Okay.
And okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Papa.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well. Certain people have certain things that come to them. Now, here's somebody else. Here's somebody else. I wonder what they want. Ooh, here's someone else. 901. Yeah. Well, 901 is Papa. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I was calling for a spiritual reading.
You got it. Okay, you got it. The first card is the 7 of Hearts. The second card is the 4 of Diamonds, the 4 of Spades, really. And the third card is the 3 of Clubs. Well.
7, 6, and 3.
You have come up with some good cards. The 7 of Hearts, the story, and it shows a change for the good, for some better,
okay.
Sooner or later. But it's, you're definitely going to move. Now, on the other end, the 4 of Clubs depicts an eye. Now, it denotes great interest taken by your friend. They want to know how you are, you know, just how you doing. They don't know. And then the 3 of Clubs, in the middle, the 3 of Clubs is the tree, which means good health and flowers and all that stuff. Now, when I put these 3 together, this is what I get. You are going to move. You're going to move sooner or later. Sooner or later. And it's for the good. It's for the good. But people are looking at you. Because why they can't figure you out? They don't know why you are. You know, and to top it all off, you have good health. What's more, in fact, I have to say that three of clubs means the tree of life. You have a tree of life. You are going to live a long time. And there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do. You're fulfilling of your highest hopes and highest dreams. So,
that's good news.
The whole thing about it is that you are the type of person, which gets this because God has given it to you. Now, and that's, you know, and which is, well, which is really good, because, you know, well, it's real good. It really is. Now, I tell you that the numbers you should use are 3, 5, and 4.
Okay.
3, 5, and 4. Now, those are your numbers. Now, God bless
okay.
you and God. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, well, here comes some more folks. Area code 573, this is Papa. Say hello.
Yeah. Hey, Papa, I'd like to get a spiritual reading, sir.
Okay. The first card is the Ace of Diamonds. The second card is the Queen of Clubs. And the third card is the Ten of Spades. Okay. Woo. That Ace of Diamonds means the birds. The birds. And the birds are gossiping or whatever. Now, that ten, that that Queen of Clubs is a symbol of wine. It's wine. And it's a symbol of cheerfulness and gaiety. Now, that Ten of Spades is the rock. And it depicts a family quarrel. You know, that's all it depicts is just family quarrel. And, well, all I can say is just that because your family's quarreling, that ain't nothing new. But
right.
that when I put these three together, this is what I get. The ten of spades, the ten of spades is a family quarrel. There are people in your family that are going to start a quarrel. They're going to start a fight, but it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you, but you'll hear about it because that Ace of Diamonds, the birds are going to tell you. They are going to keep the junk up that caused it. But even among all that, it's not going to hurt you because you will be cheerful. You will have the wine of cheerfulness and gaiety. So the whole thing for you to realize is that your family is going to quarrel. They're going to quarrel, but you are supposed to be happy in it. You are supposed to be, and I tell you what, this might be the time for you to move, too. Might be the time. Yes, sir, because, you know, they're going to keep some chunk up, but it ain't going to mean nothing. Now, I expect you to use these numbers, 9, 3, and 4.
Okay.
9, 3, and 4. And may the Lord bless you real good.
Can I ask
All
who's
right?
around me? One question. Who's around me? The ancestor?
Your mother is now.
Okay.
Your mother is now. But, well, she's always there.
Right.
Sometimes your father comes, but, well, they get into it. That's all I can say about that.
Family quarrel.
Yeah, that's the quarrel.
Yeah.
That's the quarrel.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some other people, your family that's there, that's living there with you, will get into a quarrel. It will be them. It will be them. Now, I wouldn't worry that much about it. I let them go on a quarrel. I wouldn't think a thing about it.
Okay.
I wouldn't think a thing about it.
Okay.
I just let them go right ahead on. All right?
All righty. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Okay.
God
bye-bye.
Bless you. Yeah.
All right. Well, here is somebody in area code 229, I think it is, isn't it? Yeah, 229. Well, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Daddy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Would you like a reading?
Yes, I need a spiritual reading about the spirits that's around me.
All right. First card is the Ten of Diamonds. The second card is the Ten of Diamonds. The first card is the Jack of Diamonds. And the last card is the Deuce of Clubs. Well. That Jack of Tens is very good because that's a rider. And the rider is bringing you what? Good news. Now, the Ten of Diamonds is the sickle. Now, it doesn't mean nothing bad. The sickle means nothing by itself. It means nothing bad. But it means that you will reap what you sow. Okay? Now, the Deuce of Clubs is the railroad. That's the card that's in the middle. It's the railroad. Now, the railroad is really just a flood of spirits. A flood of spirits, a change of them. You know, that's all. Now, when I put these two together, this is what I get. You have a series of spirits around you. Now, you have one that is bringing good news, but you have another which is bringing you all kinds of news. All kinds of news. Now, you have to really weigh it between these two. You have to really weigh it. But they are both good news. They are both a good tidings. First of all, the angel, the Jack of Spades, brings good tidings, and the Ten of Diamonds brings you good tidings. But the Ten of Diamonds is a message based on hope, a message based on, how could I say it, on things that happen in life, on things that happen in life. Now, the Ten is there, the Deuce of Clubs is there. Now, the railroad can mean a long journey, but it's something else. It can mean an accident. And for that, I would advise you to look at your husband. There should be an accident. Now, you can pray it off, you can pray it aside, but there should be an accident. Now, you know, just so that there is, you know, the karma with the message and the good message. But you just keep it on, just keep up, and the Lord will bless you. All right? God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Well. Okay, here's somebody else with an overseas number. This is Papa Say. Hello, how can I help you?
Hello, Papa Say.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing, you know how I'm doing. This is Mike.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to call to see what can I do to relax, you know, the situation that I have right now, just waiting for someone and, you know, my money situation. So what can I do to relax? What do the spirits around me want
read,
to do to relax?
Psalm number four.
Psalm number four.
Yep, that'll help you. Well, let me give you an
okay?
The first card is the Deuce of Hearts. The second card is the Ace of Hearts. And the third card is the King of Spades. Now, the Deuce of Hearts is you. It's you. It's the card of the gentleman. It's God of the gentleman. And the Ace of Hearts is the Fox. Now, the Fox has been known, we know, all kind of how ingenious and how dirty the Fox is. Well, the Fox is just really smart. He knows how to get his food, and he gets it. Now, the King of Spades is the bride. Now, the bride ensures a single person has fulfillment of all their highest aims. You know, now, when I put all three of these together, this is what I get. This is what I get. You have this woman for this woman will be your wife. But the Fox is looking at you, and he wants you to be smart, real smart.
Okay.
Real smart about it. And rather than just going in, just look at it real smart. Go ahead and then look at it real smart. Everything's ought to happen. It ought to happen good. All right?
Okay.
Now that's all.
All right,
God bless
you. Thank you so
God
much.
Bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Well. Well, here are certain people. Well, now, you know, this is really something. This is really something. Because the gentleman is here, the Fox is here, and between it is the bride. It's the bride. Now, with that, it looks like she should be looking toward him. But the other part is, well, she is looking away. But that is nothing. This, because it means with the Fox to take knowledge of it. To take real live knowledge of it. Real live knowledge. And if he does that, all will be well. Okay? All right. Area code 313, this is Papa Say. Would you like a reading?
Yes, Papa Say.
Well, okay. The first card is the Six of Diamonds. And the second card is the Ten of Clubs. The third card is, the Deuce of Diamonds. Well. Deuce of Diamonds is the woman. Now, the Six of Clubs is the lion, which denotes a sudden shock from bad news. Now, the Ten of Clubs is the tower, which is a place of hope, or a place of safety. Now, when I take all three of these and put together, this is what I get. Your wife this girl is sitting up in a tower. This tower is something else. She's up on something safe. But because you have a line, which is a sudden shock from bad news, this girl is, how can I say, this girl is someone who is, who considers herself, who is, well, I should say, who is really the property of someone else. Is the property of someone else. So the only thing I could tell you is to watch it. Watch how you deal with her and watch how you deal with her when she comes. But you can go ahead. You can go ahead, but realize that this is a sudden shock that'll come to you. Because this is a girl, but you don't even know who has her. You don't know whoever this is. But look at the towers. The towers mean safety. The towers mean that she is all right. It means protection. It means protection. Now, well, really, that is all that the spirit has for you. That's all the spirit has for you. But the lion, which gives you that shock for bad news, a sudden shock from a bad news, it doesn't mean anything. Other than that, it will be okay. All right, God bless you.
God bless you too, Papa Say.
Okay, bye-bye. Well. Everybody. Well, it looks like everybody done been out that hasn't wanted to be here. I've got a bunch of people dropping out. I got a bunch of them. But now, hey. One thing. Tomorrow is Sunday. Yep, it's Sunday. And this Sunday, we will have our same Sunday program, which is the spirit reading. But I'm going to tell you something else. The real hoodoo is going about something really, really, really great. We are changing our schedule. Yes, sir, we are changing our schedule. And what we're going to do is with the new schedule, well, you should like it. You'll know you hear about it tomorrow. You hear about it tomorrow, but you'll like the new schedule. You'll like it. But the schedule is one which will help you in every which way that you can come. Every way. There are people who come here backwards and forwards who are really, well, really concerned with different parts. There are certain things you wish to know. So, with the new schedule, you'll find out the success reading, the love readings, you already know. Love readings, the problem readings, the luck or wealth reading. But most of all, the money reading. We will read you according to that particular problem. Not anything else. According to that particular problem. And with that, you should be able to take it and do well. Now, I tell you what, everybody, be here tomorrow. Be here at 3 o'clock tomorrow to see this, to find it out. And as it says, there is only one real hoodoo, and only one Papa Say. Now, God bless you, God keep you, and may he turn his eyes upon you and hold you forever and give you peace. May he bless you going out, and he'll coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.